Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Shayla in Savannah. Shayla writes, I got a call in the middle of the night and it was the wrong number. My boyfriend didn't believe me and went behind my back, got into my phone to get the number and call the number back. I got a text from that same number telling me that my boyfriend threatened him. Am I dealing with a crazy man?
Yup.
Well, yeah. Went, yeah, got the number and then called the dude back and threatened him. And then, yeah, he crazy. Yeah.
So she should do what?
I can't tell you what. He crazy. It's nowhere in the middle of the night. My girl going to tell me that's the wrong number. And then I'm going to pick the phone up and call the number back and then threaten somebody. And then he texts you back and say, your boy, he tripping. That's too much. Something happened.
Really crazy. Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Get out while you can, Shayla. All right, moving on to Taylor in Auburn. Taylor writes, I'm a 24-year-old married woman. My husband is stationed in Texas, so I've been talking to a platonic male friend. Uh-oh. My mom said, next time my friend asks me to go out, I need to run it by my husband first. Won't that make it a bigger deal than it is?
Won't that make it a bigger deal?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you trying to keep it a secret? And then let me tell you something. What is a platonic male friend that you done met? Now, he done asked you out. Yeah. Platonic, Pluto, the dog, whoever it is.
Well, it's, they're not having sex.
Yeah. Because they ain't went nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, what you think he asking you out for?
Okay.
If he don't want sex, why don't y'all just keep talking on the phone?
Ooh.
But see, your mama done told you, though. Hey, listen, hey, ask your husband about this. Won't that make it a bigger deal than it is? Look, first of all, you're 24. Stop acting stupid like you don't know. Acting stupid like you don't know. Y'all make me sick with that. Wouldn't that make it a bigger deal than it? Yes. Yes.
And it is a big deal.
There's some stupid ones at 24. There's some real stupid ones.
I know it is, because there's some stupid ones at 58. Go ahead, Sean.
Got that right. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to Dee Dee in Indianapolis.
24.
Dee Dee writes, My old man is so offensive. He thinks he still got it with the ladies. He flirted with our waitress and took her hand and folded a $50 bill in her palm and winked at her. How do I stop this old fool before he gets accused of sexual harassment?
Who is this talking?
This is Dee Dee in Indianapolis. She's saying her old man is very offensive. You know, he thinks he still got it with the ladies.
Wait, so when she say her old man, talking about the guy she dating?
Yeah. He flirted with the waitress. Took her hand, she just called him her old man. My old man,
I want my old man back.
I want my old man, mahogany.
So how do I convince him to stop before he get a sexual harassment charge?
Yeah, how do I stop this old fool, before he gets accused of that?
Wait. It didn't bother you that he did that in front of you?
I know, put a $50 bill in the waitress hand? Wow.
Folded up and then winked at him. How do I stop him before he get a sexual harassment charge?
That ain't
That didn't bother you?
What'd you say, Tommy? What'd he say?
Put that in your pocket.
She didn't mind. The waitress was like,
yeah, tip me. Tip me, Daddy. Yeah.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a player move there.
She's definitely offended
That's
by
crazy.
It. Well, Dee Dee in Indianapolis.
How do I stop him before he gets sexual harassment? Your bigger problem is he would do this in front of you. Don't worry about them charges. He need to be worried about what happened when he get home out back out there in that car. If he ain't worried about that, that might not be your old man.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Last one. This is from Jarvis in Buffalo. Jarvis writes, my girlfriend bought herself flowers and asked me to bring them to her office. She says she never gets flowers at work and other women do. I refuse to do it, and now she thinks I don't love her. Why is she trying to keep up with other women?
Hey, dog, why are you so stupid?
Yeah.
Dog.
Stupid. Yeah.
Everybody getting flowers at the job but her. She buy the flowers and then just asked you to bring them up. You ain't going to do it. Why she trying to keep up with the Joneses? Why you don't get the clue, fool?
Right.
He doesn't.
No.
Man, she trying to help you. She trying to give you brownie points that you ain't even earned.
Right.
That's a free
right.
one.
Correct. Yeah.
The stupidity Jarvis. Of you not to take... Jarvis, bruh, I'm going to tell you right now. Somebody going to send us some flowers one day, and it ain't going to be from you. And then she going to like that attention.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to have another problem, Jarvis. Don't,
say
man,
it.
Don't let a woman have to tell you how to treat her, and then you don't do it anyway. Okay.
Ooh, talk. Yeah. Drop it. Drop the knowledge, C-L-L.
Okay. You just try to tell your partner.
Yeah. And he wrote,
can I ask a question?
What, nephew?
Who is the Joneses and how we know they doing that well? Why are we always talking about these people?
You know, every time
why
we
did
do
I
a
say
segment,
yes? Why did I say yes?
Who is the Joneses? They like, yeah, keep up with the Joneses. Who is these people?
See, that's why ain't no ass Tommy segment. That's why he ain't the CLO. That's why he don't do closing remarks. That's why we don't let him talk at the beginning. You know, I go right to Junior. Junior, what's on your
okay,
mind?
Okay, so you know the Jones.
I don't say Tommy,
that's what
what's
you
on
you
your
know
mind?
The Jones?
I know a lot of Jones. Yes, I know a lot of them.
Some Jones. Yeah.
That's funny, Tommy.
Well, I know all of them ain't doing
a
that
lot
well.
Of Jones.
Okay.
No, and nobody's doing well.
Well that's what they say about the Joneses. They keeping up with the Joneses. Who is...
Well,
wow.
Nobody
we
doing
brought
well
it into 2026.
Whales is dangerous.
Yeah.
What?
they're in the ocean, yeah. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.